Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Russia has long had one of the world's highest abortion rates, 53.7 abortions per 1,000 women between the ages of 15 and 44, which is a very likely radical underestimation. In comparison, the most recently reported abortion rate in the United States is 19.6 abortions per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44. As Russia rethinks social policies that have culminated in the highest abortion rate in the world, each time there is progress made, you can anticipate another round of critical stories. Exhibit 1 is a recent piece in Reuters under the headline, "Church-Backed Abortion Bill Sparks Protest in Russia." Favorable developments in Russia began last July. Lawmakers approved legislation requiring that no less than 10% of each abortion advertisement carry health warnings about abortion's side effects, including loss of fertility. On the website, a summary says the new law is directed on the whole towards protecting women's health and makes it mandatory for advertising of medical services on the artificial termination of pregnancy to include warnings on the danger of this procedure for women's health and the possible harmful consequences, including infertility. In addition, the bill also stipulates that mothers who don't want to keep their babies will be able to leave their newborn children anonymously in special adoption centers, according to the Russian international news agency RIA Novosti. The law that the Reuters story takes square aim at is an amendment to Russia's law on health that is all but guaranteed to pass in the lower house after it was approved in a critical second of three readings on October 21st. When the amendment was approved in October, it was reported as if the measure had become law. Technically, according to Reuters, it requires another reading. The measure limits abortions to 12 weeks of pregnancy, except for women who say they can't afford a child, who may have an abortion up to 22 weeks, according to the Associated Press. The law also stipulates a mandatory waiting period of 2 to 7 days before the procedure to allow a woman to reconsider her decision. Abortion is so prevalent that between 1992 and 2008, the population decreased by more than 5.7 million to around 143 million. Interestingly, Reuters starts out admitting that women used to line up at state clinics by the dozen for back-to-back abortions. It was more common to take sick days for an abortion than for a cold in those days, said one Russian gynecologist. Later in the story, the same women's rights groups who voice outrage that the church would play a role in shaping Russia's secular laws and say abortion must remain a choice concede in the same paragraph that the statistics point to a public health travesty. In addition to lobbing verbal grenades at an influential anti-abortion lobby backed by the Russian Orthodox Church, critics target, quote, one of the prominent personalities promoting the church's position on the issue, Russia's devout First Lady Svetlana Medvedeva. Her Foundation for Social and Cultural Initiatives held a national week-long campaign in July that they called Give Me Life. In response, Reuters writes, more than 150 human rights and feminist groups signed a global petition against the measures last month, while others have staged rallies in Moscow. While the new draft bill left off requirements for parental consent or spousal consent for married women and the elimination of state support for abortion, pro-lifers say Russians are ready to see more limits. Attitudes are clearly changing swiftly and should be reflected in politics and the law, spokesman Archpriest Zevlad Chaplin said. Pro-abortion forces worldwide will stop at nothing until every country around the globe changes their laws to allow for unlimited abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. Indeed, we've talked many times on Pro-Life Perspective about efforts by pro-abortion groups to push for abortion as a fundamental human right worldwide. In our global society, what happens elsewhere in the world can have a great impact on our efforts. Please keep international pro-life efforts in your prayers.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.